You see, what Christ wants us to do tonight is He wants us to get deep in His Word. Hey, most of us have been Christians long enough that we should be scholars by now. We should have already walked close enough to the Lord, Brother Sternovec, that He would have said, hey, we're closer to my house than we are yours. Let's go home. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes I wish God would give me the ability to say the things that are in my heart. Sometimes I don't know how to express them. But I believe with everything that's within me that God is trying to draw His church back into a place of relationship. Anybody who hears me preach or even hears me teach in my Sunday school class, I talk about relationship an awful lot because I am totally convinced that my relationship with Christ is going to depend on the anointing that I have. Amen. You see, it is my daily relationship. It can't be something that I run to at the last minute and say, God, I'm in trouble now. I need your anointing. Or Lord, I need your help, or I need you to pull me through. But it's an everyday thing. It's every day waking up in the morning and saying, flesh, you're going to die, but Christ is going to be alive in my life. Amen. You see, it's that kind of relationship that when trouble strikes or trouble begins to come our way, that instead of us thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? That we see in the name of Jesus, this is what the Word says, and I stand in that. Hallelujah. I can't tell you that I've got to the place to where I'm not touched by my circumstances. But I want to tell you that I'm striving to get there. Amen. I like what Paul said. He said, not that I count myself to have apprehended. I've not got there yet, is what Paul said. But he wasn't one of these kind of folks that walked around saying, well, I'm just a human. I hate to hear people say that. Listen to me. Y'all love me tonight. I'm going to come back tomorrow night unless Alvin gets us. Amen. And I want you to come back too. But I can't stand to hear people say, well, I'm just human. I'm sorry. But you know what? We're supposed to crucify that human. Amen. It's supposed to be. We're comfortable being human. Do you hear me? We're too comfortable being humans. We are humans and we walk in this flesh, but we don't serve this flesh. This flesh has got to die. Amen. And Paul said, not that I can count myself as being apprehended because I haven't obtained. He said, but this one thing I do. He said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth for those things which are ahead, I press. I fight the devil. I fight the circumstances. I fight life. I fight everything around me, but I'm fighting and I'm pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. I'm striving for that perfect place in Christ. I've not reached it, but because I haven't reached it, and because I know I won't really get there until I get to glory, doesn't mean I'm not going to keep on pressing and keep on trying and keep on striving, because Paul wanted his life to be as perfect before God so that he could lead others and say, listen, this is what Christ can do in your life. He wanted to die out to the natural man so that the spirit man could become big, so that he could minister with the power and with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, so that people could be drawn to Christ. Amen. And that's where God wants us to come to, church. We've got to be unsatisfied with where we are. I remember one time. You know how when the waves wash up on the beach, some waves wash further up than others. Every now and then you'll get one wave that'll wash way up here. And then forever it seems like there are little waves that wash just a little bit. And I have seen times when a little fish would get caught in one of those big waves and it got stuck and it couldn't get out. It died because it got out of the water. And you know what? It makes me concerned about people when we just lallygag around in the shallow waters with God. But that one day, one terrible storm in our life, one tragic wave is going to swoop us up and take us further away from the glory of God than we want to go. And then most of us have been Christians long enough that we should be scholars by now. We should have already walked close enough to the Lord, Brother Sternovec, that He would have said, hey, we're closer to my house than we are yours. Let's go home. Amen. But we are humans and we're still struggling. We're still fighting on an everyday basis. But the important thing and the thing that I think that God so impressed in my heart is that, church, we need to wake up. We need to become alive. We need to let the power and the Spirit of God so energize our life that our everyday life begins to betray Christ. That when people look at us, that they don't any longer see us, but they see the God inside. Does that mean that I walk around and every word I speak is scripture? Does that mean that I walk around in a pious, high-in-the-sky, sanctimonious manner? It means that my reactions in my everyday life is that would represent Christ. That means that the spirit that I have is the spirit of Christ, and that it's a spirit of peace and love and happiness and joy. A spirit of compassion for those that don't know Him. That whenever I conduct myself around my workmates, that I do so in a manner that would be pleasing unto the Lord. You see, we need to strive. And I'll tell you, for one, I've not yet reached that place, but I'm striving to be there. Amen. I want to be there, Phyllis. Hallelujah. When I walk into GT Comp, Tony, I'm looking for the day that people begin to say, when I walk through the door, that they don't even notice that I'm there. I don't care if they even know if I'm there or not, except when it's payday time. I want them to know I'm there then. Amen. Then that just goes straight to the bank, so I don't have to worry about that if I'm there or not. It just goes to the bank. But there's something about my presence that will light the room up. Amen. They don't even have to notice that I'm there. But I just want Jesus to saturate me. Amen. You see, there is a place that God wants every one of us to go. We all have different places and different positions to fill. All of us have not been called to be the pastor, thank God. I love to preach, but I've never wanted a pastor. That has never been my desire. I'm not tough enough. Amen. God has a special place for pastors. Amen. He does. It takes a special person. Not all of you are called to evangelize. A lot of folks couldn't handle leaving home and hitting the roads, but I like that old song, On the Road Again. I'm so glad to be back on the road again. I love it, but that's what God's called me to do. I love looking at different faces. It's a challenge to me to walk into a congregation and not know anything and know that I've heard from glory and I've preached the word and I see what the word does in the eyes and in the hearts and the lives of people. It excites me because I don't know nothing. And I know it has to be God because I don't know these folks. But God does, and God knows what He's doing. Not everybody can be a Sunday school teacher. I've got stuck in that role, and it's hard for me to teach. I want to preach. Amen. But I do the best I can. Not everybody can sing like Sister Phyllis and her son. Not everybody's anointed like Brother Reggie. Not everybody can do that. But every one of us here in this place has got a place in the kingdom of God. Travis was telling us on the way home last night, he loves sharks. And he said, Mama, you know, big fish eat little fish, but who eats the sharks? Because to him, that shark's the biggest fish there is. He's powerful, he's tough, he's big, he's bad. And I said, I'm not really sure who eats the sharks. He said, people don't eat sharks. And I said, I don't know if they eat sharks or not. I don't eat them, but I don't know. But God has a purpose for the shark. There's a reason that God made a shark. I'm not exactly sure. I wish that I had an answer. And if anybody got a reason why God has sharks, please tell my son. Because I don't know. I hadn't had time to get on the internet yet. Amen. Thank the Lord for the internet. But God's got a purpose for every one of our lives. And the only way that we'll ever be happy is for us to find our purpose and to fulfill that purpose in our life. And you'll never do that floundering around on the shore. The only way that you're going to do that, Brother Lawley, is to get out there in the deep waters to where God is in control of your life. Amen. We've got to let go of all of these things that are hindering us and holding us back from being in that place with God. Sister Robin, how in the world do I get in the deep waters with God? I want to tell you how you do it. You have you a sweet hour of prayer. And notice I didn't say a little talk with Jesus. You have you a sweet hour of prayer where you humble yourself before God and you say, God, I'm laid on the line. This is where I'm at. See, God knows, but we try to make Him think we're up here when we're really back here. And until we're honest with ourselves, you're not going nowhere. You're stuck on zero. But when you get honest with yourself and you say, God, this is where I'm at. I know this is where I was, God. I know that. But the truth is, here's where I am now. I'm not where I was. That's the honest to God truth, God. I'm not where I was. And irregardless of what happened and caused me to get to this place where I'm at, really don't matter at this point, but whatever it was, and you really know what it is, God, forgive me. I see what my foolishness, I see what the things that I've put before you has done to my spirit life. I might have prospered in the natural, but my spirit's dying. I'm just about caught in that last wave, and I'm just about beached, God. This is where I am. And until we reach that place, we're never going to go any deeper. But then once we get there and we make it right with God and we begin to call out to Him and we begin to form a relationship on a daily basis. And I want to tell you something. It'll be the struggle of your life. Everything and everybody and his brother will come around to hinder you. But it's going to take a determination that says, God, I have to have a relationship. Lord, let me fall in love with you all over again, God. Give me back that desire, that yearning, and that hunger, God. Pray for it. Fight for it. Do whatever you have to do to get it. But get that relationship back with God. And then you begin to pray and read the Word of God. And every time you come to the church house and every time you turn on the television and every time you open the Word, you say, God, don't let my flesh rise up and not let me hear what you have for me. But Lord, let me hear your voice. And even if it hurts, God, even if I don't like it, God, help me to crucify my flesh so that I'll surrender and submit to the Spirit and to the presence of God. And I believe with all of my heart that if we'll begin to do that, God will begin to take us measure by measure, line upon line, precept upon precept. He'll begin to take us into those deeper waters with Him until after a while we get so lost in the Spirit and so lost into the presence of the Lord that we no longer question what God tells us to do. We are so full of His glory. We're so sure of the presence of God until we just begin to respond and react as God deals in our heart to do it. It becomes a lifestyle for us then. We don't fight for it any longer because it's just a lifestyle. We've committed ourselves to Christ. I want to tell you, when you start doing that, you're going to start seeing revival. And Pastor, I want to tell you that you're not going to be able to feel, you're not going to be able to have enough room inside the walls of this church. Amen. Because people are starving for the truth of God's Word. They're not after programs, and thank God for programs. It keeps the kids busy and does thing, and I don't have anything against it. But that's not what's going to do the work. It's not about which evangelist you get that's going to draw the big crowd. They may pack the church out, but you see, if God's Spirit's not there and if the church is not energized and not changed, then it's all going to go away when the evangelist walks out the door. That's not what does it. It's not having the greatest music and the greatest sound system around and thank God for music and thank God for the sound system, and it's wonderful and it's great, and I thank God for that. But we can have some of the finest there is, but if we're not sold out to God and if we're not swimming in Him, we're not going to draw the Spirit and we're not going to draw people to Christ because He's not being lifted up. When we lose ourselves and we find it again in Christ, then Christ is going to draw people to Him. Amen. I want you to stand tonight across the building. Amen. Tomorrow night we may shout. Amen. But I had to get this out of my crawl because it was killing me. Amen. But I want to tell you something tonight, church. With everything that's within me, with all that's within my heart, I want to see God's people prosper. I want to see that. You know, the Bible says that He would that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. The only way that we can get to that prosperity in Christ is if our soul gets to a place to where it's prospering. You see, that is the total basis of it all, is that it has to be a one-on-one thing, you and God. That's the only way that it's going to happen. It's not going to happen any other way. But when we have a relationship with God, that relationship that just doesn't die, to where you just don't get tired of Him. You don't just do it for a season and then get occupied with something else. But a relationship that says, I just can't make it without you, Lord. I can't hardly wait to get home to pray. I can't, you know, we pray in the car, but there's nothing like going up on your mountain, wherever your mountain is, or your closet, or your beach, or wherever you go. There's nothing like that. I wanted to stay out there all night last night. But I heard Jesus tell the disciples, you got to leave. I got work for you to do. Amen. But I love His presence. Oh, and you love His presence. And we don't have to be in the church to feel His presence. We should make our altar at home, and every day of our lives, we should be in a place to where we enter into His presence, where we worship Him, where we praise Him, where we glorify Him, where we have an ongoing relationship. We talk to Him. I tell God about the things that bothers me, and I tell God about the things I'm excited about. Sometimes I just want to just sit out and look at nature and just think of how beautiful He's made things, and how magnificent and how glorious and how powerful and how smart God is. And I'm in awe at His creation. You see, God wants us to have a relationship with Him. I'm going to try not to bark on this every night this week during this revival. But I wanted to lay this foundation, and felt in my spirit that God wanted us to lay this foundation. Because with everything that's within me, I want to see this church go for God. Amen. I want to see you go for God. I know the power this building's packed before. Amen. I know the power that you've packed before. Amen. I can remember it because it was one of your church members that used to edge me like crazy. She was my next door neighbor. She'd tell me about some of them times she woke up under the power of God under one of them pews. And I thought, what in the world is she talking about? Scared me to death. But even though I was scared because I didn't understand it and didn't know it, but something about it said, there must be something to this thing. And it made me hungry. So I know. And God wants you to be power-packed with Him. Are you saying that we're not saved and we don't love God? Not at all. I'm just saying that there's a deeper place God wants to take this church, Pastor. I believe that. I bragged on you, and I do it oftentimes when I see other people. And I said, you know, the one thing that I really appreciate about that church is the way that they seem to just love people, and they take them in, and they nurture them. Hey, that's powerful. That's what Jesus said to do. Amen. That's powerful. Amen. But if we get full of the Spirit and we take people in and nurture them, and we get to the place to where we're packed with the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to shout here for just a minute, and you get to the place to where the Word's so strong in you that you start speaking the Word, and you say, this ain't Robin talking, this is the Word talking in the name of Jesus. This is going to happen. Mountain, get out of the way. Move. You're going to keep them, because they're going to not only see your love and not only feel the love of God, but they're going to experience a transforming power that's going to take over their lives. It's going to make them be babes for a little while you nurture them and grow them. But there's going to be something about the power of God in your life that's going to make them want the power of God in their life. And they're going to start developing a relationship with Christ. They're going to start praying. They're going to start mimicking and mocking you, because they see that you come in talking about what God has revealed to you in the prayer closet, and how precious the Spirit of God came down in your house. Amen. Where there was nobody but just you and God. And they're going to say, man, if she can do that, I can do that too. And they're going to go home, and they're going to find them a mountain, or they're going to find them a beach, or they're going to find them a prayer closet. And they're going to say, God, I don't know how to do this, but I'm just going to start praying and start talking to you. And they're going to find a relationship. See, that's what's going to bring them in. That's what's going to keep them here. That's what's going to grow them. That's what's going to nurture them. And eventually some of them is going to send them out so they can share it and spread it around this world. Amen. Jesus says, get out of the shoreline and get into the deep waters with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to do this tonight. I want you to bow your heads for just a moment. And I know we don't have any music. Do y'all have a soundtrack you can play, if you'll play that for me tonight? But I want us to do this tonight. And I have seen on the faces of many of you, as I have seen that desire, as it has just swelled up inside of your spirit, man, I praise God for that. You see, you've allowed the Holy Spirit to touch you. That's what God wanted to do tonight. He wanted His Spirit to touch you, to draw you. And that is swelled up inside of you is God's calling you. That's His Spirit speaking to your heart. And He's saying that, I want to take you to a deeper place in me than you are right now. I want to take you to deeper waters, to where you're going to have to walk by faith. And there are going to be times that you're going to feel like that you're losing your ground. That's where He wants to take you, because He wants you to depend on Him. He wants you to get over your head so that He can show you His power and His glory. He wants to reveal to you that when you call upon His name, He's there just like that. That His hand is always outreached. And that you begin to just absolutely immerse yourself in the Word of God. And that the power of God may swell up inside of you so that you can be a glove that He can slip His hand into, and you can minister and meet the needs of people. If that's your desire tonight, I want you to come to this altar in an act of submission, telling your flesh that, flesh, I know you don't want to leave where you're at, but I'm crucifying you right now, and I'm putting you to death, and I'm stepping forward and saying, Christ, I want you to be Lord in my life. I'm willing, God. This is an act of testimony. Lord, I'm willing to get out of my comfort zone, and I'm willing to step forward, God, and do whatever you want me to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. Lord, I praise you tonight, Lord. God, my inabilities, Lord, to be able to speak everything that I felt in my heart have been great tonight. But Father, I'm depending and I'm trusting on the Spirit of God, Lord, that you've dealt with the hearts and you spoke to the hearts of your people that you wanted them to hear, God. And I'm asking you, Lord, as they've come tonight, as they're laying their lives before you and as they're crying out to you, that you're minister, God. And Lord, that you begin to take them into those deeper places in you, God, than they've ever been. Lord, you see the desires of their heart, Father. Lord, there are those tonight, Lord, that I've seen that desire, God, as it's begin to surface and tears begin to come to their eyes. Lord, as lights have begun to turn on to faces, God. Lord, it lets me know that, Lord, they truly desire with all of their hearts to go to that deeper place with you, God. Now, Lord, as I pray for them, I'm asking you, Lord, to minister by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, break every yoke and every chain, God, that would hinder them and that would keep them back. And Lord, tonight I loose the anointing of the Holy Ghost over these people. Father, that anointing that breaks every yoke. Lord, give them a determination, God, that is second to none, that when the enemy would try to hinder them, that they would say no, and that they would press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God until they reach that place in you, God, that they desire to be tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking you, Lord, to touch Phyllis, God. You see her heart, God. You know how she cries out to you. Let that anointing, oh, hallelujah, shut them high. Let that anointing flow through her being. Let her songs and her voice be anointed in a way that she never dreamed possible. That the power of the Holy Ghost would flow. And I thank you for it. Take her in a level, God, with you that she's never been before. And I praise you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch Sister Todd. And God, you see her life, and you know her desire in her heart. And I'm asking you, Lord, to move. Take her into the deep waters with you. God, let her overflow with your Spirit. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, seize to her, God. Lord, move in that way that only you can. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch my sister. Let the power of the Holy Ghost move and be so real. Do a work in her life, God, that only you can, through the power of your Spirit. And God, I praise you and I thank you and I bless you for it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, touch my brother tonight. Lord, move and use him and work through him. God, he's in places that other people can't go. But I pray, God, that the power of the Holy Ghost would be so real in his life. And Lord, that you minister. And God, take him into those deep waters with you. God, that he's swimming, God, and that he's ministering to all that he comes in contact with. And I praise you and I bless you. And I love you in the name of Jesus. Lord, tonight I'm asking you, Lord, to touch my sister, God. Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the anointing of your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, would so be in her life. Lord, I'm asking you to lead her into the deep places in you, God, that you would guide her and direct her, and let the power of the Holy Ghost flow through her, Lord, as she ministers, God, and as she speaks in your behalf. God, touch her and use her and help her tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, minister to Brother Todd tonight. God, I pray that you'd strengthen him and encourage him. And I pray, God, that you'd move in his life in a way, God, that only you're able to do. Lord, you see his heart. God, you know his life. And I'm asking you tonight, God, to move by your Spirit, God. Lead him into the deep waters, Lord, that he may see your hand and experience your glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, touch Brother Lolly tonight, God. Lord, minister to him. Let an outpouring of your Spirit flow through him, God. Lord, you see the hours that he spends in prayer seeking your face. And I'm asking you, God, to take him to that place in you to where you're able to move and flow and operate through him in the name of Jesus. And we praise you tonight. God, minister to my sister, Lord. God, I praise you, Lord, that you've been with her for these years. And God, especially this past year. And I pray, God, that you continue to strengthen her as she finds herself, God, time now with nobody else around oftentimes. Let her sense your presence. Let her sense your Spirit. And let her find that relationship with you, God, that is second to none. God, minister to her and take her to those deep places in you. And I praise you for it tonight. Hallelujah. God, we praise you tonight, Lord. God, I pray for an anointing upon my brother, God, like he's never had before. God, you see his heart. And God, you know how it cries for you, God. I'm asking you, Lord, to let the word, God, that's within him burn like a fire. God, use him and anoint him. God, speak to his heart and guide and lead him. Lord, as you lead him, let him lead your people, God, into those higher heights and deeper depths in you. Hallelujah, that the kingdom of God may prosper as we praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you for this little child, God, as she comes before you tonight, as she cries and pours her heart out to you. I pray, Father, Lord, that God, your anointing would be upon her life. Lord, you see her hunger and her thirsty, God, and I'm asking you to minister tonight as only you can. Let your hand be heavy upon this child, God. Let your hands be heavy upon this child. And keep her, I pray, in the name of Jesus, Lord, the innocence and the softness, and God, the tenderness of this heart. Let it stay this way before you. And we bind the hand of the enemy, Lord, that would love to rob and take it away. In the name of Jesus, those that would want to discourage, Lord, tonight, Lord, let her ever be sensitive and close to you in the name of Jesus, and we praise you for it. Lord, tonight, as I lay my hands on Sister Sherry, God, Lord, you see her heart and you see her life. And God, I pray tonight for an anointing, Lord, like she's never had before. Hallelujah. God, take her to those places in you, God, that she desires to go, Lord. God, she sought your face. And God, many times she's not always known or understood. And times that she's questioned, that Lord, by faith she stood. And I'm asking you, Lord, to take her places that she's never been before. And I give you the praise and the glory and the honor for doing it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not by might and not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. God's the one who does that work. And Lord, I pray that you touch Brother John tonight. Hallelujah. God, no doubt in my mind, but God, that you have a special work and a special calling upon your man. And God, you're leading him into deeper waters of places that he's never been. Father, I sense in my spirit there have been times when he has felt like he's gone over his head. Oh, hallelujah. But God, those are the times, Lord, whenever you're holding us and guiding and directing us, when we're totally dependent on the Spirit and the power of God. And I pray that you'd minister to your servant tonight. God, take him into deeper depths and higher heights. Let that anointing be so strong and break every yoke in the name of Jesus. And I praise you for that tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God, touch my brother.
God, you see his heart. You know the desire of it tonight. Lord, he desires to walk with you and to talk with you. He separated himself from this world. He's made himself available tonight, God. And I'm asking you, Lord, tonight to move and to minister. God, that you'd fill his mouth with your word and his heart and his mind with the understanding, God. Lord, do a work that only you can do, God. And we give you praise and honor and glory. And we bless you tonight. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're our Master and our Savior and our soon coming King. Hallelujah. We're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ tonight. And tonight in you, Lord, we stand. Not in our sufficiency, but in the sufficiency of Christ Jesus. We praise you, Lord, tonight. God, touch me tonight. Lord, minister to her, God. I pray, God, that you'd move in a way that only you can. And Father, only you have seen the times when Debbie's cried out to you and she's reached out. And God, you know her heart. And Lord, you know the things that have come her way.